Thank you. It's great to be so close to home and address a crowd of this kind and with this kind of acuity to the industry. I, as an NCBA officer, you travel all over the world and you get to address people in different venues. And I just wanted to let you know before we started on this one that since I'm not 50 miles from home, I am not an expert. I was asked to talk about a adding value through a weaned calf program, and the MFA program is a preconditioning program, a VAC 45 program, agent source verification program, and we've been at it for about 10 years, and we've put almost 400,000 calves through it. So I guess you could say I've had a little bit of experience with preconditioning programs. There's always been a debate on whether preconditioning pays, and it depends on what state you're in, what university does the research, in my opinion. And it depends on the time of year most of the calves are marketed. So I'm going to break my comments down into four or five points that to me seem to answer the question, does preconditioning pay? And as is noted in my written comments, that my answer is always, well, that depends. And I know that sounds like a cop-out, but I'll try to explain what I mean by that. I think seasonality is one of the primary issues, and you all know that, any of you that have marketed feeder cattle in this country, seasonality is a big issue. And I guess based on the research that we've done in this part of the country, it seems to me like if you can market an 850-pound steer in the middle of August, that's about the best you can do. And there's a lot of reasons for that. It has to do with the fed cattle market. It has to do with the supply of those kind of cattle that time of year. It has to do with health issues. It has to do with pending weather problems. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why that happens. And basically, in this part of the country, that's a pretty darn difficult thing to do. That is not what the tradition, I heard that word used this morning, that's not what the traditional cow-calf system creates in Missouri. And then beyond that, with our market research, it's pretty obvious that when you get into the fall and winter months, that the spread between the 5 and 9 weight cattle seems to diminish, especially in the last few years, at sometimes almost to zero or maybe even a negative number. So to me, that what that's telling me is when you also, if you have a bumper corn crop, you have summer feed prices that tend to be lower and a fall feed price that is dependent upon a corn crop and the price of those commodities, that there's some real opportunity if that spread is narrow and you traditionally calve in February or March, that should be a great opportunity to add some value to your system. Genetics is obviously a huge component, and you've heard some great speakers about that this morning. I promise you, I am nowhere near an expert on genetics, and I'm not even going to go there other than to say that calves that precondition well tend to grow well and finish well in the feed yard. And from our experience, preconditioned calf, if you have a preconditioned calf, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to have less performance in the feed yard, and we've got lots of data to support that. Critical mass. That's an issue we cannot run away from. The average cow herd size in this part of the country is somewhere between 30 and 40 head. It might even be smaller than that. And it means basically that most producers, the average producer, does not have critical mass. And used to be we'd think critical masses were truckloads, and what is a truckload, and you'll get difference of opinion on that. But just like those traits that were on the screen earlier this morning about what is a mixed trait bull and how many of them meet all those criteria, when you look at truckloads of single sex, single phenotype, 150-pound weight range, it takes a lot of cows. I'm telling you, to get a 50,000-pound load of 550-pound calves, it takes a lot of cows to meet a truckload. So critical mass is still an issue. We all know that big draft, if you're in an auction scenario, big drafts of similar type cattle that are in the right kind of flesh and fill and condition for the time of year will bring a premium over the small drafts. It's just a fact. So we have to deal with that. As long as we understand that and know that, we can move forward. Probably the most experience that we've had at collecting any information that has value through a preconditioning program centers around health. We have tried to collect information on any animals that get sick during that 45-day preconditioning period. I've got close to 300,000 calves in that database, in the health database, and I can tell you I can sort it by the pharmaceuticals used, by all those kind of issues, and I can tell you that it ranges, the health in that, the pull rates in that 45-day period range from about 0.35% to 5%. And the primary difference between the ends of that range are not which pharmaceutical products they use, it's the timing that they're given. And I can tell you that the 0.35 represents, given a round of vaccines that include a modified live 4 or 5 way pre-weaning. You know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you sort for processes and opportunities. The pharmaceutical reps in this room can do a much better job explaining to you why that happens, but you all know that when you give a vaccination, the lower the level of stress, the higher level of immunity that you put in that. So when you give pre-weaning rounds of vaccination, you're limiting stress and increasing your opportunity to build immunity. Condition. You know, when I first started this at HealthTrack 10 years ago and was spending a lot of time in auction markets and dealing with and visiting with buyers and trying to sell the value of what we do at HealthTrack, 10 years ago, the kind of flesh and condition that they were looking for is different than it is today. I would contend that thin and fleshy are both negative connotations in a lot of markets and a lot of buyers' minds this day. That we're all trying to target that, especially on weaned calves. You want that moderate condition calf that they have a pretty good idea that isn't going to get sick, that has been on an adequate plane of nutrition, that is not stressed. And we still see adequate performance or terrific performance based on certain genetic types in feed yards after they've been through that preconditioning process. But what I like to concentrate when I talk to people about preconditioning value in a program like HealthTrack is shrink and weight gain. And I can tell you, and you can go find reams of data places that have studied shrink and ballin' calves and preconditioned calves. The level of shrink in those two are vastly different. And all you have to do is go to a place where they're collecting both kinds of cattle and sit and listen to what happens in the ballin' calves that are standing there for 6 or 8 hours before they sell and the preconditioned calves standing there for 6 or 8 hours before they sell. And it's pretty easy to tell which one's going to shrink more, how much stress is involved in that process. First time we ever had a significant sized gathering of HealthTrack calves at an auction market on a specific day, it was the strangest thing I have ever witnessed in my life because there was not a sound in that barn. 6,000 or 7,000 head of cattle in that barn and they were making no noise. And that's a pretty significant difference from what you see as normal. But anyway, you take an extra 5% shrink, 25 pounds on a 500-pound calf, that's over $30 a head. Very few things you can do in a marketing system in your livestock operation that's going to garner you a $30 a head return. You got to add weight. You got to make certain that you add the proper weight at the right time of year. You got to look at your markets, the season, the time of year you're going to sell, what the market is. And that's different everywhere, and that's different on everybody's operation. And I think you've got to study those things. But in any preconditioning program, if they're not gaining weight and not doing it cost efficiently, you're not going to pay for that process. On our own operation, we've practiced this long before the 10 years that I started with the HealthTrack program, and we give 2 rounds of vaccinations prior to weaning, and we have absolutely no trouble. And we push those calves pretty fast, get them killed at an early age, and the performance in the feed yard is still exceptional. So I can give you that from a personal experience. With that, I'm going to end my remarks, and we'll change the speaker, and then you'll be able to ask questions, I guess, at the end of that period. Thank you.